Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the special radio show with Dr. Doug Thompson. With over 25 years' experience in state-of-the-art oral health, Dr. Thompson will talk to us about the serious connection between gum disease and many of the major diseases of our time. Dr. Thompson will be talking about where his research has led him with respect to avoiding these silent killers. He's joining us today in this rare opportunity to call in and speak with the doctor directly. Don't miss this opportunity to hear what Dr. Thompson has to say. And if you have any questions for the doctor, we're inviting you to call in at 800-859-0957. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to 760 WJR. Welcome to the special live radio show where you can call in with your questions and talk to the doctor directly. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we're here today talking with Dr. Doug Thompson, integrative oral health dentist from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He's here with us discussing his state-of-the-art clinic and the latest diagnostic systems in oral health care, and also the importance of the connection between the mouth and many systemic diseases. If you have a question for the doctor on the matters we're discussing, please call us at 800-859-0957, and the doctor will be glad to answer your questions. Dr. Thompson, welcome. It's always great to have you here live, ready to talk to the listening audience about what they need to know. Tell us a little bit, for those new listeners, why your specialty is different from every other dentist.
Yeah, thank you so much, Emery. It's great to be here live. I just love it. One of the things that we can do in dentistry, which is what we couldn't do that long ago, is we have some testing now, and we have ability to look in people's mouths, and we have a really cool opportunity to diagnose things with a lot of precision. So it used to be that we would have to be somewhat general, but now we can be very precise. So we can diagnose, and we can use different tests to determine what's going on in the patient's mouth and how it might relate to their overall health. By the way, Emory, we're up to 57 different systemic diseases now related to mouth bacteria, yeast, and viruses. So, I mean, it's a huge opportunity to have precision diagnostics. So precision, and what I want to talk about today is maybe like five P's, but four of the P's are, I'm just going to go over them. It's precision. It's personalized, because this experience is unique for everybody. All of us are different. So we personalize the experience for you. And then part of the data that we gather could be predictive. We could determine who might be at risk or who might have a bigger problem than even what we're looking at just in the mouth. And so how cool is that, that we could predict maybe who's going to have, who could be at risk for a heart attack or a stroke or Alzheimer's or cancer or some other type of thing just from looking in their mouth. I mean, how cool is that? And then we could take action that would allow us to be preventative, because that's the really other thing that we want to do. But here's the big rub. This activity has to be participatory by the patient. That's the fifth P. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have precision that you're living with or that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. If you're not aware of that and we make you aware of that, it could just be a small change. It might be going on an oral rinse or using a better toothbrushing system, or it could be something simple. It could make a big difference in your life.
Well, I think the most important message is that listeners need to know that your average PCP, your average doctor, your internal medicine doctor does not do this diagnostic work. And that you belong to a very small group of dentists as a preventative dentist that do this work. That's really important to reach out to your dentist or find out how you can get to a doctor dentist who participates in prevention.
Well, I think the message in how you maybe summarized it is that, look, no physician can really be comprehensive and can give a total healthcare plan to a patient without having the mouth assessed.
Right.
I mean, you have to make sure there's no disease in the mouth. And unfortunately, for the physician group, the only people that can really do that thoroughly are dentists.
Right.
Now, so you need two things. You need a really good physician, and then you need a really good dentist. And if you have both of those things, then you are going to be in really great shape. But our profession and our craft, if you will, has gotten so sophisticated, and it's gotten so advanced for how to fix the teeth and how to mechanically do things and cosmetically do things, that The whole health part of the mouth has gotten a little bit sidelined. And what I want to do is bring that message back to people and let people know, look, you know, your mouth needs to be evaluated from a systemic, from a health standpoint. And if your mouth is cleared by a dentist as non-contributory to your overall health in a negative way, then what a great thing that is. And so I have so many people that are sick, and they're sick because they have an unhealthy mouth.
And they don't know about it.
And they don't know about it. And I would love to help people figure that out.
This is their chance to get involved with a preventative dentist, because what you're doing, the doctors are not doing. They don't have the time to do it. It's not in their bailiwick. They have to get in touch with a preventative dentist like yourself. Well, in the meantime, we're going to have to take a quick break. You are listening to the Dr. Thompson Radio Show. He's here with us today talking about the seriousness of undetected oral pathogens, which can be the root cause of many catastrophic diseases. If you have a question, you can give us a call at 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. You won't want to miss this opportunity to talk to the doctor directly. And you are listening to the Dr. Thompson Radio Show here on 760 WJR. Welcome back to the Dr. Doug Thompson Live Medical Radio Show here on WJR. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we are here today talking with Dr. Thompson, general dentist and oral health specialist in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He's with us discussing the latest diagnostic methods he uses to diagnose many systemic diseases, from cardiac disease to the prevention of Alzheimer's. If you have a question for the doctor, please don't hesitate to call at 800-859-0957. Again, that's 800-859-0957. Dr. Thompson, we're on Facebook Live, as everybody knows, those that are watching on Facebook. We were talking about the scope of this testing and how simple it is. So let's talk some more about precision diagnostics, and what does that mean?
Yeah, you know, precision diagnostics mean that, you know, we used to just be able to look in and we would detect disease from the way the teeth looked. Well, now we can detect disease even before the teeth start to degrade. So it's a really cool opportunity to have what we call precision diagnostics. And all I want to say is, before we take this first caller, is that the precision is very accurate. These tests are very inexpensive. They're very predictable. They're very, it's non-invasive. It's a really easy thing to do. And what I would encourage the listening audience to do is find a dentist that does that and make sure that they can get some of these precision diagnostics. And what we're referring to is a class of tests called salivary diagnostics, using the saliva. You know, in different terms, we would say, you know, it's the spit that we have. I mean, it's evaluating that and what the contents are, which tells us a whole lot about what's in the mouth. So I understand we have a caller.
Yes, we do. We've got Rita from Windsor. Thanks for joining in, Rita. What's your question?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. Just a couple of questions. I'm looking for a dentist in the Windsor area that might be doing, or that the doctor might be able to refer me to. I just heard the thing on the saliva testing, but I also have, I'm going for a sleep test as well for heart issues. And I really want to find out as well regarding somebody that might do those devices over here that he talked about before for the mouth for breathing.
Yeah, Rita, I appreciate the question. I have, I'm actually the originator of a group called the Wellness Dentistry Network. And the Wellness Dentistry Network has offices all over the world. We have in Europe, and we have quite a few in Canada. However, I believe most of the dentists are spread across BC and Ontario, but most of them are in Toronto, Calgary, Alberta, or Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver. But we might be able to, I don't know if I have somebody in Windsor, but you know, Rita, I'm only 18 miles from Windsor. So it's not such a big deal. You got to pay the bridge toll, whatever that is. And then you could come over.
Long story short, car got totaled, have no car.
Oh,
I'm so sorry about that. But Rita, the idea is if you call us directly and at the end, we'll give you there'll be a number that you could call, and I could see if I could find somebody for you in the Windsor area. But I do encourage you to go ahead and complete your sleep test. I think that's going to be fantastic, because if you have sleep apnea or if you have a breathing problem while you're sleeping, that's a huge that could be a huge complication for overall health. So we would love to see that remedied. But then you also want to find out, you know, what's going on in the mouth. And so some salivary diagnostics would be perfect for you to complete your oral health assessment.
And I'm going to jump in right now and just give you that phone number. You will get it at the end of the show. Again, you can reach Dr. Thompson directly at 248-642-1000. Again, 248-642-1000. And he'll be glad to find out what you need to know about locating a dentist that does these tests. And thank you for calling.
And thank God we have Uber, because if you don't have a car, that's what
right, exactly. Either you have to get one of your neighbors and friends to take you, but you are pretty close. You're probably closer than any of the other dentists in the,
well, the reason
Ontario
why,
area.
And Emery, the reason why I mention it is because some of the shipping issues with saliva samples across the border has been a problem. By the way, I was born in Tillsonburg, Ontario, so I have a Canadian connection and I get that. But sometimes the shipping is hard. So I had a big group of people that would come from Canada to United States, because I'm, you know, we're right across the bridge, and they would come for saliva testing for papillomaviruses, for different types of things. And I've treated many patients from Canada, and I love my Canadian cohort. So.
No, that's great that they know, because I know that obviously what you're doing, not every dentist is doing it. I mean, you're a preventative dentist, and that's really important information. This testing is probably the most important testing you can do. It's the simplest, fastest, easiest, totally may not be covered by insurance, but we're talking about what, $200, something like that.
Yeah, less than it can be. I mean, certain tests can be less than $300. For sure, less than $400 could get you a really beautiful panel of information. So it's not that expensive.
Not at all. And well worth it, because we're talking about really serious diseases. For example, talking about Alzheimer's, and even with heart disease, the numbers are so high with heart death in this country that if you can get somebody just take a swab of your mouth, and that's all it is, just a swab.
Yeah.
And then it gets sent out and you're getting information that you can't get anywhere else. It starts in the oral cavity. You get a heads up on it.
Well, I mean, 900,000 people died last year that you know could have maybe been prevented. And you know, I do get patients that write me a small note, like, you know, they're usually thankful that we find things for them. But when a patient writes you a note and says, "Thank you for saving my life," sometimes I think, you know, that's a little dramatic, but you know, it's true. I mean, we can really find some things that have significant impact on life of vitality and life longevity. And that's what we're trying to do, is make sure the people that we love to create beautiful smiles, but what I want is those people who have that beautiful smile, I want to make sure that they have good longevity and good vitality. So that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And getting a heads up and a head start on treatment. As we know, many of these diseases, once diagnosed, are untreatable. They're like death sentences. So if you can find any disease by taking a swab out of your mouth, let go for it. Call your dentist, have it done right away. The only concern we have right now is that not that many dentists are doing what you do. They're not into doing preventative dentistry. So finding one is going to be like a needle in a haystack.
Well, that's why we're here. I mean, you know, we're here to help people understand that. That's why we created the Wellness Dentistry Network. It's a group of dentists that get it, and or that have heard about it, and we're going to continue to grow. So it's early, but the nice thing about it is it's this practice and the kind of work that we do is unique. It's unbelievably relevant, because it's so relevant to your oral health, and it just so happens that all the research is telling us it's true. So how cool is that? You know, when you have something that you can do that's unique. I mean, I love getting up every day and going to the office and seeing people, because it's like discovery every day. It's a wonderful feeling to be able to do something that's just not so mundane. And so, but we do need other people to do it, and you know, we're going to encourage that, and it'll continue to grow. And this whole precision diagnostics, I have a menu of things that I can do for people. So, you know, we mentioned the salivary diagnostic test. Well, we have it for viruses, we have it for yeast, we have it for bacteria, we have tests for for blood sugar. We have tests for different things that are all really easy for us to do in the dental practice. And we have a lot of surveys, basically questionnaires that help us figure out who might be at risk. And then what's my responsibility? If I find out you're at risk for something, all I want to do is encourage you to find a physician, or I'll refer you to somebody who can help you. And that's the idea. I can't treat all these diseases. I take care of the mouth.
But you can diagnose them, though. You can pre-diagnose them.
I can help screening and I can help diagnose. That's the personalization that we all need as part of the process.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think that if they eat healthy, brush their teeth every day, and take care of their, what they imagine as taking care of their oral health by mouthwashing or whatever, they feel secure, but no one's secure.
Well, the whole idea is it takes about, you know, the average person spends 37 seconds brushing their teeth, and it takes a couple minutes to do it really well. So,
right.
So if you're not at risk, oh, happy day, spend 37 mm-hmm. seconds. But if you're at risk, which 75% of the population is, we need to do more.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break. In the meantime, you are listening to the Dr. Doug Thompson Radio Show. We're talking about the importance of diagnosing and treating gum disease and how it can prevent some of the major diseases of our time. If you have a question, you can call the doctor directly at 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't miss this opportunity to talk to the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Thompson Radio Show on 760 WJR. Welcome back to this special edition Dr. Thompson Radio Show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we are talking with Dr. Doug Thompson, dentist and pioneer in prevention from Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. He's here today explaining the medical diagnostic model he incorporates in his clinic to screen for many of the catastrophic diseases, from cardiac disease to Alzheimer's, that through early detection can be prevented. If you have a question for the doctor on the topics we're discussing, please call us at 800-859-0957. Again, that's 800-859-0957. Dr. Thompson, we're talking about your practice of pre-screening for all these deadly diseases, and you started off by talking about the four Ps. So let's continue on with that discussion, the personalized, predictive, and preventative stages.
Yeah, we talked already about the precision of our test, the personalization, how it's unique to each individual, but you know, the predictability, the predictive piece of the testing is very critical. You know, like Rita called from Windsor and she asked about sleep medicine, basically is what her question was. And the idea is that if, you know, we have a screening survey and Rita would, there would be a number of questions on the screening survey that she would answer yes to. And it would be, it would give me a hint that there was an issue, but let's just say I sent her home with a home sleep study, which we can do from the practice for, you know, under a couple hundred dollars. We could learn that, we could learn a lot about her sleep health, and it would be very predictive. It would be very predictive of other things like hypertension. It would be very predictive of other things there's a host of things that can a cognitive decline. There's a host of things that are related to poor sleep and interrupted sleep. Cancer growth is, you know, 8 times as fast if you have interrupted sleep than if you have peaceful sleep. So these tests are very predictive. And when I do a saliva sample in the mouth, if you have certain oral pathogens in your mouth, I can guarantee you that there's changes in the blood vessels in your body that are going to encourage cardiovascular disease. They're going to encourage cognitive decline. They're going to encourage other things, cancer growth. I mean, we're up to 57 different diseases. So when I see these things, I can start to get an idea who might be on track for one of these problems. And what a benefit if you're like a 30-year-old and we figure that out, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, or even younger.
I had a 28-year-old that came in and you know, I saw something suspicious on a screening film and I sent him for further evaluation and he had arteries of almost a 60-year-old at 28.
So unbelievable.
So what a gift that is for a young man for the cost of a dinner to right. find out what, you know, that his life could have been shortened by years. So again, we're allowing people the freedom and the opportunity to make changes in their life based on the predictability of these tests, of this process, and of the thought process that goes into it. And it's absolutely refreshing to be able to do that for people.
It's amazing to think about, because most people tend to think that if I'm healthy, relatively healthy, the right weight, eat well, you know, stick to a regimen, that we're taking care of our health, that we're okay, we're home free, we're not going to have these diseases. But it's just not true. And people have to wake up to the fact that, and they're not all inherited either. I mean, as you said, you had what, a 28-year-old that wound up with the arteries of, what was it?
Almost a 60-year-old.
Almost, that's ridiculous.
Right.
And they wouldn't know that. How else would they know it unless they got this screening?
They wouldn't know it. And I can tell you, you cannot go today, you cannot look at somebody's, I call it body architecture. You can't look at somebody the way they look and determine how healthy they are. You have to take a little bit of a dive into the metabolics. And we figured out how to do some really simple metabolic tests that are, again, inexpensive, pain-free, that can help us determine what's going on. And so all we're trying to do is give people an option. Look, Anne-Marie, people can say no, right? They can say no with dignity. They might not want to start to work out, or they might not want to eat right. They might want to go about their life the way it's been. But the sad part is, if I don't give them the option, then they don't get to choose. And my responsibility is to make sure people have the option to choose health. So they can say no, I get that, but I want them to have the option to choose. And once they know, if they know, most people want to be healthy, they just might not want to do what it takes to get healthy. And I can tell you, 80% of chronic disease can be controlled by our lifestyle and some of the simple things we're doing. And one of the lifestyle things you have to do is brush your teeth.
I mean, yes.
You got to take care of the stuff on your teeth.
But that's not the whole answer. I know there are a lot of people wandering around that think if they take mouthwash, they're going to kill whatever germs are in their mouth.
Correct.
That's just not true.
No, because the people who have disease, which are probably 75% of the population, have some element of disease at some point in their life. You can't brush it away. You need some other help in getting...
And you can't mouthwash it away either.
You can't mouthwash it away, no. So you have to have, some other help. And that's what we've spent 15 years figuring out how to do. And look, I went to University of Michigan. It's a great dental school. And there's U of D's here in Detroit area. We have beautiful dental schools all across the country. But unfortunately, because salivary diagnostics were really not available that many years ago, we have had to redefine what we need to do to take care of diseased teeth. And what we learned in the school isn't really enough if the teeth are diseased. It's okay for healthy teeth, but it's not okay for diseased teeth. And it's understanding the microbiology and the different conditions in the mouth that contribute to a kind of a bad acting or a pathogenic microbiology, if you will. That's what's made it a big difference. And it's great to be part of that discovery. And we've spent 15 years working really, really hard at it.
Now, let's just say the population starts coming into your office or another dentist that does what you do, and they come in to get this test. What is the treatment when you get the analysis back from the lab of the bacteria that are in the mouth and it's identifiable and you know what diseases this can lead to? And as you said, it's surprising what's on these results when you get them. What's the treatment to the patient?
Yeah, the treatment to the patient is we have to figure out a way for them and for us to dilute the population of bacteria or yeast in the mouth.
Meaning now, kill it? Meaning like
dilute
take,
it. Just
right,
dilute
okay.
it. Mean reduce the population.
Right.
So we do it through mechanical means. We have very specialized instruments and very things we can do. And for some people, it's going to involve some local anesthetic. Like if you wanted to have a filling or a crown done, we don't want anybody to feel any pain. So we want to make them comfortable. We can do that a number of ways. We want to make them comfortable. And then it's going to be doing some mechanical manipulation of the tooth surfaces and on and around the teeth. But then the patient needs to go home with some, we call it pharmacotherapeutics or some, it's a fancy word for rinses or some specialized antimicrobial things they could do at home.
And so it's like a supercharged mouthwash.
Yeah. Well, that's just one piece, but we want to enhance the mechanical part of their home care too. So maybe they might go to oral irrigation instead of a piece of string like dental floss, or maybe they're going to do something at home to enhance the removal of the bacteria. But then we have to treat the whole mouth, because sometimes it lives on the cheeks, the tongue, the tonsils, the rest of the area of the mouth. So it's not just the teeth. So we've developed something called the Total Mouth Disinfection Protocol, and it's the way to rebalance the microbes that live in the mouth. You're never going to eliminate them, but you have to rebalance them. You got to make it friendly, because the people who have disease, they have a bunch of angry bugs living in the mouth. We got to change that.
And so, obviously there's normal flora in the mouth. We all have a certain amount of acceptable bacteria. Let's put it to that way. So it doesn't affect the acceptable or the good bacteria that you need for digestion and everything else.
No, they grow so fast. We call those the commensal, but you call it the acceptable bacteria. But no, the acceptable bacteria grow so fast that the minute we go in there and try to take out the bad actors, the good ones grow so fast. And over a period of time of repeatedly doing that, the good ones outwin the bad ones, and the patient gets healthy and everybody's happy.
Well, we'll come back and talk some more about what the treatment protocol is and how long it takes to get rid of this or get it under control after the break. But in the meantime, we're going to have to take that break. We are listening to the Dr. Doug Thompson radio show, and we're talking about oral health and disease prevention. If you have a question, you can reach the doctor directly by calling 800-859-0957. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. You won't want to miss this opportunity to talk to the doctor directly. You're listening to the Dr. Doug Thompson radio show on 760 WJR. Welcome back to the last segment of this special live edition of the Dr. Thompson radio show. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and we are here today talking with Dr. Thompson about his state-of-the-art clinic and his practice of prevention. This is our final segment, so if you have a question for the doctor on the topics we're discussing, please give us a call at 800-859-0957. Once again, it's 800-859-0957. And while I'm thinking about this is our last segment, but if anybody's listening and they need to get in touch with you directly, it's 248-642-1000 if you want to call Dr. Thompson directly for some further information.
Yeah, we welcome the calls.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were talking over Facebook for those people who were not able to watch us on Facebook about this whole practice of prevention. Tell us a little bit more about what you were doing.
Well, I mean, the idea is that once we do these precision tests and they're personalized for the people, they become very predictive. And so we have an opportunity to guide them and help them with some tips or hints about how to be preventative so that they can, you know, eliminate some of these diseases. And what we were talking about is how shortened our lives are.
But you said 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, 15 to 20 years, how shortened our lives are from lifestyle change, or from lifestyle choices and things that we do. And I mean, how cool would it be for some of us to be around for 20 more years if it just took a simple thing like even controlling the condition of your mouth? I mean, right. that would be huge.
That's a big thing. I mean, it's simple to do, but a big thing in your life.
Especially if you find out young. And, you know, we were talking about a very emerging population of people that are called centenarians. These are people that are over 100.
And as you said on the Facebook break, you've actually got patients that have passed that milestone.
Oh, we lost a 106-year-old. I just lost one of my dearest patients.
Amazing.
At 103. And, at 99 years old, she was still driving her Jaguar to my practice and parking in the parking lot. So, you know, the idea is life doesn't end at 80. For a lot of people. And, you know, so what we want to do in the prevention world is figure out who's disease susceptible. If you're disease susceptible, I want to give you some preventive measures that will mitigate or lower the risk, if you will, of the disease likelihood, so you can live longer and you can have a more productive, more vital life. That's the idea. And, you know, my patients that come in over 100, even my patients in their ninth decade, the 90s, most of these patients are very upbeat. They're very happy that they want to continue to live.
Well, they're alive and well. They're not crippled and lying, taking pharma and lying in bed all day either.
Correct.
So that's the quality of life. It's all about the quality of life.
No question. So part of the prevention piece is they have to participate. And most of these people are engaged. They want to participate. But again, what I said when we were talking to Facebook Live is, what a disadvantage if we don't give them the opportunity to know what to do to be able to participate. And that's what I'm trying to arm our team of and our integrative oral medicine team in Bloomfield Hills. Believe me, we want you to be able to participate in your own well-being. And our job is to help you determine from what we see in the mouth of what that could be. Now, it could involve other areas of your life. It could involve exercise. It could involve hydration. It could involve sleep quality. It can involve stress management. It could involve exposure to pollutants. But, you know, we have an internal checklist of things that we look at, and we want to be very comprehensive, and we want to be collaborative with the patients and with their physicians to help them be as healthy as they can be. That's the idea.
Well, the good thing, obviously, in your practice is you're staying on top of your patients, you know, and making sure that they stick with the regimen. As we talked about over the break, some people will try something for 2 or 3 months and then just fall off. But you can't fall off this bandwagon. I mean, this is something, once you get that diagnosis of here's what's in your mouth, you're always going to have to be watching it.
Well, what's nice in dentistry is people that have a good relationship with their dentist and they value their dentist, they come, probably 20% of the population comes more regularly to us than they do to their medical provider. Plus, we have time. You know, we have time that we can spend with people, and we take time to spend with people. And so I'll have people tell me at the appointment, thank you for spending so much time. Or, you know, time is valuable. And we're busy, and but every patient that comes into our office is important to us. You know, they get our cell phone number. I mean, we want to be available to them and help them. That's the idea. And so we have two areas, Anne-Marie, that we have to help people manage. We have to have people manage the microbial load, or if let's just say I do a test and I figure out they have a bad acting bacteria in their mouth. I have a responsibility to help them figure out how to manage that. We can do that. The other part is I have to figure out, and I want to look at what could they do in their life that would be easy, that would make them more disease resistant. In other words, many of us could do something really simple that would make us more disease resistant. And if I could make you bulletproof to a certain disease, how cool would that be, right? I mean, how cool would that, how cool is that? Because we can do that now.
It's fantastic.
We can do that now.
As you're talking, I'm just wondering why the dental schools are not forcing everybody who wants to become a dentist to incorporate this wellness dentistry that you're into. And you've got the Wellness Dentistry Network, where you have these other dentists all over the country, all over the world that are practicing, but there's still not enough of them.
Well, you know, this isn't, you and I haven't discussed this. I walked into the show today and we had no preconceived notion about where this was going to go, but I can tell you that there's already a dental school that's going to develop in the Kentucky area that is going to incorporate heart attack and stroke prevention and dentistry as part of the curriculum. So the world's going to move that way. They have to move that way because, again, the research is so compelling.
Oh, yeah.
So they can't not move that way. However, with respect to dental schools and academia, they have to do it at a pace where they have so many changes and it's so expensive and, you know, it's so hard. What do we get to do in general practice? If I learn something tomorrow, I can make changes. I can make changes the next day.
Right.
But it's harder for them. Mm-hmm. So they're probably 10 years behind,
right.
just because of the political rigmarole that goes on in those places. So
Right. What
can we do in private practice? If I learn something today, I learn every day. If I learn something today to make my patients healthier, I'm incorporating it tomorrow. If it's factual and if it's true.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that it falls to the patient to have to dig out and find dentists such as yourself that do this type of work. That is completely in their best interest to stay healthy. And how they're going to stay healthy is knowing beforehand what's going on in my mouth that could lead to something serious. The numbers speak for themselves about, you know, heart attack, stroke, and all these deadly diseases that are out there. And so far, you're a population of a handful of people that do what you do.
Well, WJR has a big reach, so I hope people are listening, get the idea, because Right. You're making it available to them and we're making it available to them. And I hope there would be enough positive messaging that it would compel patients to move and to figure it out. Find out.
Well, we've got another 30 seconds. What's your last word to the listening audience today? Giving it to you.
I just want people to know that we're in a different time in dentistry, and it's no longer about fixing the teeth. It's about making not only fixing the teeth, but creating an opportunity for you to be as healthy as you can be. And we would love to help you. You know, we're in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. We would love to help you. I have people that come from as far as Belgium to come in and be evaluated. So nobody's too far away. Just got to figure out how to get there.
Well, that's good to know. And certainly they can reach out to you by telephone or by email to find out where is the nearest dentist if they can't make it to see you, but let's hope they can. Unfortunately, we're out of time, and that wraps it up for the Dr. Thompson Radio Show on 760 WJR, sponsored by Integrative Oral Medicine. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cronin, and again, I want to thank Dr. Thompson for talking to us today about taking charge of our health, being proactive, and avoiding the devastating results of undiagnosed oral pathogens. To learn more about Dr. Thompson's practice, you can reach him directly at 248-642-1000. Again, that's 248-642-1000. Or by visiting him on the web at ioralmed.com. Again, that's ioralmed.com. We hope that you've enjoyed this special show and that you've become more informed about oral health and its impact on the major diseases of our time. Thank you for listening.